to you, if you blew that up to the size of 7,500 miles, that it would have valleys and craters and mountains and things on it far deeper than the greatest mountains and valleys that we have on the earth today. Well, I mean, that was hard for me to fathom because it looked perfectly smooth. But that just goes to show the ability of God to make something. He can make this ball more precise and precision than we can even begin to think about doing. But he made that, and then he gave it a little spin out here on earth, and this thing is spinning at just a little over 1,000 miles an hour. In fact, I think it's 1,003, but it goes at 1,003 miles an hour so that it will make one complete revolution every 24 hours and 0 seconds. And it never varies. Every day we can set our clock every 24 hours and 0 seconds. We make a revolution. And if that's not enough, God not only spun the earth, but he gave it a little throw forward so that it would go around the sun, and he gave it the exact speed forward so that it would stay the exact same distance from the sun so it wouldn't pull in and be burned up or go away and we freeze to death. To do that, it had to have a magnetic pull from the sun to the earth that's exactly perfect for the speed we're running, which is about 70,000 miles an hour forward velocity. That's beyond my comprehension to think that here we are out here in space, going through space at who knows what the total speed is of the cosmos that's moving forward through, or the galaxies that are moving forward through the cosmos. I don't even know those things. But to think that we're spinning at 1,000 miles an hour and going forward about 70,000 miles an hour, I can't even grasp or comprehend that. It is, I can talk about it, I can think about it, but I really can't back off and really say I understand that. But God can, because he's magnificent, and he made all of this, and he made these wonderful angels that he's made ministering spirits, flames of fire that he sent to take care of you and me as we inherit salvation on this earth. And we won't even bless him. We will say, well, evolution did this. You know, that is the height of stupidity to think that these things evolved. Now, I have a lot of faith, but I don't have that much faith. I believe with all my heart that God created and made everything that exists just like he said in his word. And it's not hard for me to bless the Lord, praise his holy name. I want him to know I love him. And I want to worship and praise and bless the Lord, saying, hallelujah, Jesus, because I want these angels to come and minister to me and help me. And they have many times. So praise God. Praise the magnificent name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. After we bless the Lord, he covers himself, who covered thyself with light as with a garment and stretched out the heavens like a curtain. It says, who layeth the beams of his chambers in the waters, who makes the clouds his chariots, and who walks upon the wings of the wind. That's kind of beyond my ability to think. Who makes his angels, listen to what he said, who makes his angels spirits, his ministers a flaming fire. These angels are like a flaming fire. When you learn to speak God's word, your mouth will begin to experience great things in your life. When you begin to learn to speak God's word with your mouth, then you will begin to experience these great things in your life. So, let's see what the word says we can do. Let's go on another step here in Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick and powerful, and it's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intent of the heart. When you get the word in you, it will deliver you from your problems. I mean, you will have lots of problems in life as you go along. But the Word of God will deliver you from them all. It will bring you into a new walk. You will be able to call upon the name of Jesus. You'll be able to speak God's Word out of your mouth. It will call forth your angels. In fact, right here, I might tell you another quick little story that was happened in Dallas years ago. It was a woman, Christian woman. She was going home one afternoon, and she thought, I would really like to take a shortcut through that alley. But I'm not sure I want to go through there this late. It might not be lit near as well as the main street, but it's a long ways around. So I think I will just take a shortcut through the alley. So as she started in there, she said, Lord, would you send your protection and watch over me and protect me and keep me? See, the Lord promised us in His Word to watch over us and protect us. So she's calling God in remembrance of His promises. He protects us. And she was blessing His name. So even though she was still walking in a little bit of fear, she had enough of God's Word in her to ask God to watch over her and protect her. So He sent His angels to watch over and protect her. She walked through that alley. And as she walked through that alley, got well down in there, and she happened to look over into a little offset, and there stood a man. And at first it scared her, but she just kept on walking. He just watched her go by. She went on home with no problems. She got home, got in the house and everything. And the next day in the newspaper, she read after he came out that next day that a woman in that very alley had been raped and murdered that evening about 15 or 20 minutes. It told what time. And only a few minutes after she came through, this happened to a woman that came through there. And police were all over the place looking for people out in that area and said if anybody saw anybody strange in this alley last night, would you please come forth and tell us? And so they had picked up 4 or 5 or 6 men that had been found around that area. And so when she went down and told them she had saw a man in there and she tried to describe him, they said, we have picked up some men. Would you look at them? And she went in and she said, well, that one right there, that is the man that was right there. I saw him standing in the alley just a few minutes before this event happened. Well, the man confessed that he was the man that did what happened. She asked him, she said, if you did that to that woman, why did you not bother me? And he said, woman, are you crazy? And she said, what do you mean? He said, there was 2 big men walking right behind you. Now, isn't that amazing? Here she was, a lady, thinking she was all by herself, but she had asked the Lord to protect her as she walked through that alley. And He had literally sent 2 big angels, and they were walking right behind her. When she saw that man, of course, the Lord was watching what was going on. Since she had asked Him to protect her, those 2 angels were able to manifest. And as they manifest, the man could see them. Now, I have a cousin that has a girl that spent a little time in a girl's home, not too far from where I live. And when she was up there in that girl's home for a while, they were studying God's Word. And she told me they had a real experience there one night. And a bunch of boys came out to this girl's home where there was probably 10 or 15 girls. They came out and they was giving these girls a hard time. A bunch of silly boys from the city, which might have been drinking or who knows what they were doing. But anyway, the house guests and the girls knelt and prayed and they asked the Father in Jesus' name to send protection and to help them. Now, I don't exactly know what they expected to happen, but what did happen amazed them all. She said in just a few minutes, they heard the boys that had been making these cutting remarks all jump in her car and go screaming away. And she said, when we looked outside the window to see why they were leaving, we literally saw these angels standing almost arm's length apart all the way across the front of the place. And she said, we got to see those angels. Well, let me tell you, angels are real. I mean, they can manifest and be visible, or they can be invisible. And if you will walk in obedience to God's word, and you'll walk in faith and call upon him, he says he will send these big boys to help us in times of need. They will watch over us. Now then, these mighty angels, these magnificent beings of grandeur, are here to help us. When now, if you don't speak the word of God, you don't call on these angels, then it could be devastating what the enemy could do to you. So whatever you do, call upon the name of the Lord. Now then, if you don't speak the word of God, it could ruin you. Now, I want you to think about what Jesus said to these men in Matthew chapter 12, verse 34. Listen to what our kind, gentle Jesus had to say to this group of men. Obviously, he was not too happy with them. He said, O generation of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Now then, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. It says, a good man, out of the good treasure of the heart, bringeth forth good things. And an evil man, out of the evil treasure, bringeth forth evil things. But I, Jesus, say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. Every idle word that you speak. Some people will say, but words, they're only words. But look what he said in verse 37. For by your words, you shall be justified. And by your words, you shall be condemned. So your words are either going to justify you, or your words are going to condemn you. If you don't have the good things of God stored up in your heart, you will not be able to speak them from your mouth. And if you do have them, then begin to say what the word says and begin to loose your angels to go forth and help you on this earth. And it will make God's word come to pass for you, and you will see these mighty beings of grandeur do great and mighty things for you as you speak the word of God in the earth today.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.